Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of leadership and management news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Emergen appoints Jamie Rule as Chief Revenue Officer. Emergen, a global leader dedicated to improving the way people and companies work forever, has appointed Jamie Rule as its Chief Revenue Officer, CRO. This strategic move underscores Emergen's commitment to accelerating global growth, expanding solutions into emerging markets, and reinforcing its value, flow, quality, VFQ philosophy. As CRO, Rule will champion alignment across go-to-market functions, delivering substantial value to organizations. With over 15 years of experience, Rule's leadership will drive Emergen's strategic growth globally, focusing on introducing transformative ways of working to key industries. This appointment enhances Emergen's ability to help clients build their own capabilities and own their transformation, rather than fostering dependency on external consultants. Universal Parking receives 2025 Top Workplaces Awards. Universal Parking, a leading innovator in the parking industry, announces its recent Workplace Awards wins, including being named a 2025 Top Workplaces Culture Excellence winner in four categories and a 2025 Top Workplace by New Orleans Top Workplaces. Herb Anderson, chairman at Universal Parking, emphasizes the company's commitment to creating a positive work environment that fosters employee success and growth. These awards validate the company's dedication to excellence, innovation, and employee well-being. Universal Parking has 225 employees across the Southeast and was also recognized as a 2025 Top Workplaces USA winner. The company excelled in areas such as innovation, work-life flexibility, leadership, and purpose and values, as recognized by Energage. Earning the Greater New Orleans Top Workplaces 2025 award further highlights Universal Parking's dedication to creating a workplace where employees feel respected, supported, and empowered to thrive. Q&A with Saad Alam, founder of Hone Health. Saad Alam, the co-founder and CEO of Hone Health, is on a mission to redefine primary care with a focus on longevity. By utilizing real diagnostics and physician-guided care, Hone Health empowers individuals to take control of their health span. Alam's personal health journey inspired the creation of Hone, aiming to provide accessible, proactive care for aging men and women. Hone challenges the current healthcare system by focusing on preventative care through at-home diagnostics and personalized continuous care. Alam believes that in the next decade, health span medicine will replace primary care, and Hone is positioning itself at the forefront of this evolution by creating a scalable model for preventive, AI-augmented, physician-led care. Stay tuned for Saad Alam's upcoming video series, offering a behind-the-scenes look at his journey as a CEO and founder, integrating health optimization into his daily life. Adisa names Jade Miller as its first CEO. Adisa, the nation's largest trade association for the alternative investments industry, has appointed industry leader Jade Miller as its first chief executive officer. This new role reflects Adisa's evolving leadership structure and future-forward vision, following the recent appointment of John Grady as executive director. Miller, who previously served as the youngest president of Adisa's board of directors, brings a fresh, dynamic leadership style and a clear vision for the future of both Adisa and the broader alternatives industry. As CEO, she will focus on driving innovation, expanding market influence, strengthening member engagement, and modernizing the organization's infrastructure and communications. Grady will continue to lead legal, financial, and regulatory efforts, working closely with Miller to advance Adisa's mission of education, advocacy, and best-in-class networking events. This appointment marks a key milestone in Adisa's strategic realignment, positioning the organization for continued success and growth.
Red Scale appoints Dale Hoke to Chief Information Security Officer. Reg Scale, the leading provider of continuous controls monitoring, has promoted Dale Hoke to Chief Information Security Officer. A U.S. Navy veteran and cybersecurity leader, Hoke has been instrumental in building the company's security foundation and guiding it through rapid growth. Under his leadership, Reg Scale achieved critical certifications including SOC 2 Type 2, FedRAMP High, and C-STAR. As CISO, Hoke will lead all aspects of Reg Scale's cybersecurity strategy, risk management, compliance, and resilience efforts. His expertise in global security transformations, SOC leadership, cloud technologies, and embedding security into the DevSecOps lifecycle will continue to drive innovation and business growth at Reg Scale.
Q&A with Michael D. Smith, President and CEO of Eckerd Connects. Michael D. Smith, President and CEO of Eckerd Connects, brings decades of experience in social impact leadership. Under his leadership, Eckerd Connects is shifting from being a server to a solver, focusing on systemic solutions. Smith's top priorities for his first 100 days include listening deeply and advancing the strategic vision. He emphasizes the importance of cross-sector partnerships for lasting solutions and sees opportunities to drive meaningful change in supporting the whole person. His advice to young people navigating adversity is to lead without waiting for permission, stay curious, and believe in a different future.
Geo disappoints Laura Ritchie as President and CEO of Americas Region. Geodis, a world leader in transport and logistics, has appointed Laura Ritchie as President and CEO of the Americas Region. Ritchie, with over 30 years of experience in supply chain management, will lead nearly 20,000 teammates across 8 countries, overseeing business units in North and South America. Her background in retail and e-commerce, along with her leadership skills, will strengthen Geodis' position in this critical region. Ritchie succeeds Mike Honius, who is retiring after 30 years in the industry. She will work closely with Geodis CEO Marie-Christine Lombard to navigate the ever-changing landscape of the logistics industry and continue the region's growth.
Mirasol Foundation reaches new heights in charitable giving while welcoming new leadership committed to continuing the mission. The Mirasol Foundation, Inc. achieved a record-breaking year of charitable giving, awarding over $720,000 in grants to 49 local nonprofits in Palm Beach County. Ed Glassman takes on the role of foundation president, succeeding Marilyn Wilson, to uphold the mission of serving the most vulnerable. With a focus on families, veterans, food insecurity, and the unhoused, the foundation's generosity and impact continue to grow. In FY 2025, donations exceeded $760,000, supporting organizations like Palm Beach County Food Bank and Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. The Gifts and Grants Committee, now 30 volunteers strong, ensures funds are directed where they're needed most. Community service initiatives, including volunteer contributions and donations of food, diapers, and clothing, have made a tangible difference. The foundation's new initiatives, like MFI-TV and the Development Committee, aim to further support long-term growth and strategic fundraising. Mirasol Foundation remains dedicated to making a positive impact on the lives of those in need in Palm Beach County.
Jillian Mearns joins Davis Polk as Trusts and Estates Partner. Davis Polk announced that Trusts and Estates lawyer Jillian Mearns has joined the firm as a partner in and co-head of the Trusts and Estates practice in New York. With deep experience in estate planning and administration, Ms. Mearns will provide sophisticated advice to high-net-worth individuals. Her background in planning with private fund interests will support the firm's growing funds practice. Ms. Mearns joins from Wilkie Farr & Gallagher LLP and is well-regarded in her field, ranked in private wealth law by Chambers High Net Worth. She holds a JD from Columbia Law School and a BA from Yale University. Davis Polk's Trusts and Estates practice offers sophisticated counsel on estate planning, trust administration, investment fund management, and charitable giving, with a focus on tax and fiduciary issues. Fluke Corporation names Parker Burke Group President to lead Connected Reliability Vision. Fluke Corporation has appointed Parker Burke as president and group president of Fortive's Connected Reliability Group. With 15 years of leadership experience, Parker will lead Fluke and Fluke Reliability in delivering technology and services to help customers reduce downtime, increase safety, and unlock operational resilience. As the new leader, Parker aims to guide Fluke in extending its global leadership in professional instrumentation and reliability solutions. With a focus on equipping customers with predictive operations tools and insights, Parker will continue to scale AI-driven solutions and connected workflows. His background in global industrial and technology markets, along with a strong track record of growth and people-first leadership, makes him the right fit for this role. Parker holds a bachelor's degree in engineering from the United States Naval Academy and a Master of Business Administration from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. For more information, visit the Fluke website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.